Hey, folks, my name is Michael Cox, and welcome to the Heart Work Podcast. To continue the conversation we started last week around respect / disrespect. Just as I had promised, I'm going to come back and talk about a few tools, some insights on addressing this thing, this specific issue in your life. Many of you might have had some contrasting views around this, which I welcome. I think that's awesome that we can talk about that and that folks have an opinion. That's great. The beauty is I get to have an opinion as well. And this is the one I'm on recording today. So we're putting it back out there. We'll talk through specifically how to live in a way that you embody respect rather than demand it. I think that that's where we get stuck, is there's this need to demand respect, whether or not it has been earned or if it is who you are. So that is really what we're looking at and see the difference between the two. So we're going to look at that in little detail, and I'm going to give you some insights and some tools to take away with you, and we'll go from there. So let's just define it. Let's define the demand, right? So when it comes to someone trying to demand disrespect, so I just looked at Google, right? I just looked it up on Google to see what the definition of demand is. So the definition of demand is an insistent and peremptory, there we go, an insistent and peremptory request made as if by right. Peremptory, yeah, I could probably go into that one by itself to understand what that means, but I love the last part, as if made by right, meaning that it's just something that's automatic. In my opinion, someone who embodies respect doesn't have to insist on it. And so if you're able to get to that place to know who you are, what you're about, what you bring to the table, whether as in a partnership or relationship, in parenting, in the workplace, all of those different things, if you know who you are, do you really have to insist on someone respecting you as opposed to getting grounded in who you are and allowing yourself to know that you are a person of respect? So whether it might be in friendship, intimate relationships, any of those things, all those things should be grounded in respect, right? And so if you think about trying to connect with someone or trying to build a relationship, I think just a basic human need, the basic human right that we probably should have is to bring to the table respecting one another, no matter the person's gender, the size of their bank account, their pedigree, any of those things. I think it should be a basic thing that we all should offer to one another. And I think that that's where we get into the obstacles of demand, or maybe folks feeling disrespected, is that probably because someone is not feeling great about who they are. And so they're trying to open compensate or any of those things, right? So that conversation can go in a lot of different ways. So let's just look at the word embody, though. What is the definition of the word embody? What does great Google say? And I'm not getting any proceeds by them, so I can stop saying their name. But embody, what does it mean? The definition says, include or contain something as a constituent part. So let's break that down. Let me say it again. Include or contain something as a constituent part. So specifically thinking, what do I embody means? It's the fullness of who you are. It's a part of your being. It's a part of what you exude. It's a part of what you, the total makeup of the individual. I think somebody that is respectful doesn't ever have to say it. So think about it. If you are a person of respect, do you ever have to say it? Like, maybe it's blowing my mind recently thinking about this and talking to this topic. And again, a lot of what I bring to you is stuff I see in the counseling office when I get a chance to travel and communicate with other people. And more specifically, maybe like us do marriage intensives. And I hear very often this concept of, and why I brought this topic to you, was oftentimes people are trying to identify how they feel, what's going on inside of them. And they say things like, they're disrespecting me, or I don't feel respected. I feel like someone is providing me respect. And that may be true. So we're not even debating that. That may be true that someone is acting disrespectfully. But at the end of the day, when it comes to defining who you are as an individual, if you can embody respect, it's really on the other person whether or not they give it back. And so it should be something that's a part of who you are. And hopefully someone is going to provide it back to you. So if you remember back in the first episode when we defined what respect was, it is how someone's response. It's someone's giving back to you what they've seen and what they've experienced with you. And so if someone's experiencing that and they're not responding, my opinion is it's likely that it is something going on within that individual. And so as a person seeking respect, as a person wanting respect, it's being able to embody it and know who you are and be able to be okay with that, whether someone gives it to you or not. I also believe that whatever parties are involved, whether it be as a couple, as a parent, any of those things, there should be this sense of equality in that we should be that everybody's kind of giving and taking response and being able to connect with another individual in that place, but it isn't always what happens. And so it's trying to figure out how do we begin to embody this. And I think that if two individuals, three individuals, whatever the workplace or home or wherever you may be, if all of us can begin embodying it, I think that it might be something that's automatically given. So if I'm a person of respect and I'm a person that knows my value and my worth, I'm hopefully going to give that back to others, hoping that maybe they will respond as well. But if they don't, in my opinion, it speaks a whole lot more about where they are, less about maybe me being respectful or not respectful. So with that, what does Maya Angelou say? And so I know she's gone and God rest her soul, but I remember a great quote from her when she says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And so in particular, when we speak about adults, if someone doesn't value you for who you are and what you bring to the table, move on. Like, don't let it be something that begins to shape who you are. Maybe you get into a negative place or a bad place. Now, this is outside of someone being harmful, someone being mean, someone doing something against you that could cause bodily or mental harm to you. But if someone isn't respecting where you are, they've shown you who they are. And so here's your chance to move on and continue to live your life and let them do what they need to do. Now, there's a whole lot of nuances. This depends on the relationship. If you're a married couple and someone's acting disrespectfully, come see me. Holler at me. We'll get you hooked up with some counseling services and work you through those things. If it's something happening with your children and they're just acting wilded out, maybe they need to come see me as well, or you need to come see me as a family. All of those, we know there's some nuances. But at the very basis of respect, it's individuals acting from a place of knowing, embodying who they are, and then moving forward. So for me, specifically, I try to go to scripture and I try to think about what does scripture say about such things. And it brought me to Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39. I'm just going to give you a portion of that. And in Matthew 22, verses 37 through 39, it says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart. I have that wrong. Just reading up there, I'm going to do what I remember, and I'm trying to memorize it. You should love your God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like this: you should love your neighbor as yourself. So, yeah, it's kind of a cliche, and I think those of you that are in the Christian world probably hear this very often. But there's something in it that I think that is very helpful when it comes to thinking about respect. It's coming back to this very specific thing: is first loving God. Right. And so we look to who God is. I would say he's earned it. There's something about who he is, what he has done for us through Jesus and what's happening in our life. He's very much earned our respect. And so in the scripture, it's talking about we first love him, but then we love others. So our neighbors as we love ourselves. And so the tool is learning to love yourself. The name of this podcast is the Heart Work Podcast because we're talking about the work that happens within our hearts. And so being able to get to a place where if you truly understand who you are, truly being able to love yourself where you are and see yourself, maybe even as the Lord sees you, it's likely you're going to give that back to others. Hence a mutual respect and someone's not feeling disrespectful, right? Or disrespected, excuse me. So I believe that this is where the demand for respect is rooted, right? Is that someone is not quite sure who they are. Lacking loving with themselves, maybe lacking an understanding of who they are as an individual, and therefore trying to define their value in someone else. And when someone else doesn't give them the value that they think that they should deserve, suddenly their identity's gone. Suddenly they are trying to figure out what's going on. So what are some of the tips? What are some of the things that I think could be helpful? The first thing, check your history. When you start thinking about feeling disrespected, to feel like you're constantly in this place of disrespect. One thing I would say, check your history. What have those before you taught you about respect? Because it could be that individuals in your life said, respect is demanded. So you're verbally abusive, maybe you're physically abusive. You're going to run in hard to try to make sure everybody's going to respect me or respect you. Pay attention to those that engage that are around you. And what are they saying? Like, what are they saying about how you are engaging with them and who you are as an individual? So check your history. What have you learned? And see what maybe you're repeating patterns that aren't very healthy patterns in your life, and you should do something about that. And I just said it, right? Pay attention to others and how they engage you. And so if you have only a few people in your life that are potentially treating you a certain way, it could very much be that person, right? It could be that individual and something going on with that individual. Now, if you feel like you're consistently in a place where it's disrespect or someone is acting negatively towards you, it may be that you have to check who's the common denominator. What's going on inside of yourself? And so really, really think about others and what's going on in their lives and what does that say about you? And then the third thing I probably would say is, what are other people saying about those in your life? Those that are close to you, those who are connected with you, specifically those of you that are parents. And so do we have those moments within our own lives with our kids where there's potentially disrespect? 100%. Our boys are getting to an age where they are having very strong opinions. I remember very early in their lives, my wife and I would try our best to try to challenge them to ask questions and to be confident about advocating for themselves. Well, maybe we did too good of a job. Because sometimes they can get a little snippy, right? And we'll talk about what that tone looks like. And we talked about a little bit last week. And so, but what I know is when we think about this third point, or what are others around you saying? I think about what others are saying about our boys. And I have heard at least twice in the last week. And this is bragging, to be completely honest. We've worked really hard. We've worked really hard to try to build within our boys to be sound, strong, God-fearing individuals. And so this is a little bit of a brag. Do we have perfect lives? Are we perfect parents and therefore have perfect boys? Absolutely not. But what we have heard, I have literally heard twice this weekend, and I think my wife has probably heard it more than I have, is how amazingly respectful our boys are, how great leaders, how caring they are in the community. And to me, they're a reflection of us as their parents. They're a reflection of who we are. That to me begins to come back to this notion about, am I a respectable person? I think that our children are an example of that, and our children flow from that. And so just a little bit of a tip, check it, right? Check your history, check what's going on those people around you, and check what other people are saying. Maybe you have a good bit of a clue, about who you are and are you a person of respect? Again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Next week, you're going to be excited. You should be excited. I'm excited. My wife is joining me. My wife, Coloma, is coming in. And we're going to talk about the relationship. We're going to talk about our kids. We're going to get to know who she is. You're probably going to get to see the truth of the other side, the better side of me. So please check in and see that out next week. And check that out and come see us next week. Listen to us on YouTube. Check us out on, I think we actually have other platforms now where you can find the podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, all those different places. So those of you that don't want to look at my ugly face, you can hear my voice and hear what we have going on. So tune in next week. Check out my wife. No, that sounded really bad. Don't check my wife out. Check me out next week when I'm talking with my wife. That's probably a better deal. All right. So follow us on YouTube, share and follow us on all the social media, and we'll see you next week.